The next kina, kina lamed aleph, is a kina that describes the difference between Klal Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael when they were coming out of Yerushalayim. And Poshut, this kina is to describe the different extremes, how Klal Yisrael was so great and how low they sunk, and what a tremendous tragedy it is when you want to compare the Tzeisim in Mitzrayim to the Tzeisim in Yerushalayim. But there's another Nakuda over here. Number one, it's kedai to mention that the Chasam Sofer in Droshes says a gevaldik achidish. He says, just like that there's a halacha on Pesach by night, chayiv odom liris his atzmoi ki'ilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim. The same way when it comes to b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, there's a halacha that we have to not just remember what happened, but we ourselves went out from Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu hu yotza mi'mitzrayim. Zoktav sam soifa gavaldi gechidish. That the same thing applies to b'tzeisim mi'yushalayim. Chayiv odam liris his atme ki'ilu hu yotza mi'yushalayim. And that's what's described over here in this kina. I remember b'tzeisim mi'mitzrayim when I went out of Mitzrayim. And I remember b'tzeisim mi'yushalayim. I remember when I went out of Yerushalayim. We're not saying a kina over something that happened to others. There's something that happened to us. The Gemara in Ksuvos brings down a maisa with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how he saw a girl, a young woman, that she was collecting barley in the dirt. And he called her over and he asks her, "Who are you?" And she told him that she's the daughter of Nachdima ben Gurion. Nachdima ben Gurion was one of the richest people in Klal Yisrael. And she told him, "Do you remember when you signed on my ksuva? The ksuva was for a tremendous amount of money. And look what I'm doing now. I'm collecting in the dirt, I'm collecting Michael Behema." And Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai said an unbelievable thing. Ashreichem Yisrael, bizman she'oisim ritzoyne shel mokoyim, ein kol uma v'loshen she'letes bohem. At the time in Klal Yisrael, does rotzon Hashem, there's nobody that could have a shlita, there's nobody that could rule over them. But bizman she'ein oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, then nimsorim bidei uma shveva. And not only bidei uma shveva, bidei behemoth shel uma shveva. They sink all the way down. When Klal Yisrael doesn't do ritzoyne shel mokoyim, they sink all the way down. And the question is, what's the Ashreichem Yisrael? Why is this a tremendous mile of Klal Yisrael? Ashreichem Yisrael. Of course, this man she'oyser ritzoyne shel mokoyim is gevaldik. But why is the Ashreichem Yisrael even this man she'ein oyser ritzoyne shel mokoyim? And in Svarim state, I think the Maral, others say that the pshat is azoy. We all know that the Welt is made up of different madregas of things. There's a doime, tzemeach, chai, medaber. Each madrega, its very being, its essence, is because of that madrega. You have a chai, and you take away the chias from the chai, he doesn't just remain a tzemeach. He's even lower than a tzemeach. He He withers away. In any one of these things, in any one of these madregas, if you take away the madrega that's the essence of this being, then it's much worse than the madrega lower than it. We all know that the Sefer Kuzri says that there's another madrega. There's a madrega of Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael's oisir ritzayne shal mokayim, that is their essence. Klal Yisrael being oisir ritzayne shal mokayim, that's the essence of Klal Yisrael. They are a higher being. If you take away that from them, then they're not only like a regular nation. They sink much lower. That just goes to show how Oyser Ritzayne Shalmokim is so part and parcel of their being. And that's the Ashreichem Yisrael. Perhaps that's what we're showing over here on the Kino. In the Kino we're showing over here that when we went out of Mitzrayim, we were so great. All the Gevaldik Amayelis that we had. But they weren't just luxuries. They weren't just things added on to us. They were things that were part of our being. The Beis HaMikdash and the Oyser Ritzayne Shalmokim are part of our beings. If you take away the Amayelis of Betzeisim and Mitzrayim, then we sink much lower than a typical nation into a matzav of Betzeisim and Yishaloyim. I think we sing this in a niggun. Many kehilas have the niggun to sing it. Eish tar tukad